And the Department of State is offering up to $2 million in rewards for information about a Pakistani who runs a human smuggling network. He's accused of smuggling undocumented Pakistanis and Afghans into the United States. NTD's Jason Perry spoke with an immigration and national security expert to see why the State Department is offering such a high reward.
The Department of State is offering a reward of up to $1 million for information leading to the arrest and/or conviction of Pakistani national Abid Ali Khan. An additional million is offered for information to help stop the financing of his human smuggling network. Khan is the alleged leader of a network that smuggles Pakistanis, Afghans, and other Middle Easterners into the U.S. through the southern border. Khan has been doing that quite successfully for the last 6 years. Todd Bensman, a senior national security fellow for the Center for Immigration Studies, says for the State Department to offer such a high reward shows that they're very concerned about who is coming across the border.
I believe that when, you know, we look at the example of Europe, when you had mass migration like this in 2015, ISIS purposefully sent operatives in with the refugees and war asylum seekers, camouflaging their operatives right over the borders. And they conducted the Paris attacks. They conducted the Brussels attacks.
He says with hundreds of thousands of migrants coming to America's southern border, our Border Patrol is forced to leave the front line to perform babysitting and processing duties for the surge of migrants. And this has left hundreds of miles of unsecured border.